Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Proposed bill would give legislature more scrutiny of governor's appointments. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. The Wyoming Management Audit Committee considered a proposed bill Tuesday that would give state lawmakers more scrutiny and removal powers of governor appointees. According to Cowboy State Daily, the bill clarifies the state Senate confirmation of a governor's appointment is only effective until the end of that governor's four-year term or until the appointee's term expires, whichever comes later. Each time a governor is reelected, all of the appointments that require a Senate confirmation would have to be approved again by the body unless a term hadn't expired. Current state law only requires Senate approval of a new appointee when the previous one's term expires. The Wyoming Constitution doesn't specify a process for gubernatorial appointments. In 1979, the legislature established an official confirmation process, which was amended in 1996 to require that public office-holding appointees share the same party affiliation with their predecessors. A representative for Governor Mark Gordon told the committee he has some concerns about the bill. Betsy Anderson, the governor's deputy chief of staff, said the legislation could politicize previously apolitical agency positions and make it difficult to hire new directors for organizations like the Department of Revenue and Department of Environmental Quality. Senator Beau Biteman of Ranchester wasn't persuaded, saying the bill allows a new governor to take a fresh look at things. Senator Eric Barlow of Gillette, co-chairman of the committee, also argued in favor of the legislation and said clarifying the current laws on appointments is important. Prior to Gordon and former Governor Matt Mead, Barlow said it was standard practice that gubernatorial appointees were resubmitted to the Senate for approval after each election. The longstanding application has been that they would be submitted, he said. Barlow also said if the legislation fails to pass into law, the Senate still has the ability to make its appointments time-limited when it gives an original confirmation. The legislation will next move on to Senate leadership, who will decide if the bill will be discussed for committee sponsorship at a future management audit committee meeting. Barrasso and Lummis joined legislation to hold Iran accountable for support of Hamas. Yesterday, U.S. Senators John Barrasso and Cynthia Lummis expressed their full support for Israel amidst the war by co-sponsoring legislation to freeze Iranian funds and also reimpose sanctions against Iran, which has a history of funding Hamas. According to the press release from the Wyoming Senate delegation, Senators Barrasso and Lummis co-sponsored the Revoke Iranian Funding Act of 2023, led by U.S. Senator Tim Scott of South Carolina, which would freeze the $6 billion the Biden administration released to Iran on September 11, 2023, during a prisoner swap. The legislation would prevent the Iranian regime from accessing and using the funds currently held in Qatar to finance terrorist attacks against Israel or any other nation. Senator Barrasso said, America must stop rewarding terrorist regimes with legitimacy and cash. The world is seeing firsthand the destruction and chaos inflicted by Iranian-backed terrorists. Helping Iran get additional funds is a grave mistake. We must block the Iranian regime from accessing accounts across the globe. Our bill revokes the Biden administration's outrageous $6 billion ransom payment to Iran. It also increases transparency to ensure the Biden administration doesn't unilaterally attempt to release additional funds to Iran in the future. Senator Lummis said, far too long, the administration has made our nation look weak on the world stage. Releasing any of the $6 billion to Iran as a part of a U.S.-Iranian prisoner swap is not only naive, but dangerous. The Biden administration is freeing up funds with the Iranian government that they can use to sponsor terrorism. This legislation will increase transparency and prevent these funds from falling into the Iranian regime's hands. If this administration is unable to properly represent and protect the U.S.'s global interests, Congress will have to do it for them. This week, Barrasso and Lummis joined 97 of their colleagues in introducing a resolution to show their support for Israel. For more news and information, go to BasinsRadio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane.